Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to see everybody this morning. Wasn't quite what we were expecting, but here we are on Zoom. And we're looking at the OCF way of life. For the last 3 weeks, we've been looking at the daily practices. Those three we've covered already are spending time in prayer, engaging with the Bible, pausing regularly to focus on God. They're daily practices. We should be doing those every day. That really is without question. I think we recognize that. But today we're looking at the first of our what we're calling regular practices. So we do these things regularly. And this one today is gathering together regularly for worship and communion. Gathering together for worship and communion. And we can do worship and we can do communion on our own. And I think most of us certainly do worship on a regular basis on our own. And hopefully in our families, we can do communion together. But it takes on a different dimension when we do it together with others. Together, brothers and sisters in Christ, giving honor and glory to God, encouraging one another. It has a completely different dimension. And for me, it's been absolutely fantastic that we've been able to meet together in person at St. Bede's, and when we were meeting in Mark and Wendy's, there was something, just something special about it. And Zoom is great. It fits the bill for what we've been through in the COVID and the lockdowns. But to me, it's not the same as actually being able to get together. Someone said this morning, we're missing our hugs today. We can't actually be physical with each other. And there's something special when we come together. 1 Corinthians 14, 26 says this. It says, when you come together, each of you has something to bring, a hymn, word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue or interpretation. Everything must be done to build up the church. We get built up together when we come together. It's been great this morning to hear different people sharing and reading. And yeah, we all bring something. And you notice it's when we come together, when we come together. It's not if we come together, if, no, it's when we come together. It's something we should do. And we all bring something when we come together. And I asked you this morning, what are you bringing when we come together? You've got something, but are you bringing it with you? 2 Timothy 1, verse 6, Paul writes to Timothy, he says, fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. The Authorized Version says, stir up the gift that is within you. It's in there somewhere. We just need to stir it up. It might have been suppressed or buried, but each of us, every single one of us, we just need to get it out. Notice Paul said it was given by the laying on of hands. If we'd have been together in St. Bede's this morning, I was going to say, look, let's lay hands on each other. Let's stir up those gifts through the laying on of hands. We can just reach out to the screen, if you like, and say, Lord, will you just stir up that gift within X, Y, and Z? Will you stir it up within me? You see, we need each other. Every single one of us has an active part to play as we worship together. No passengers. Hebrews 10, 24 says, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another. And all the more as you see the day of God approaching. You see, we need to get into the habit of coming together. We need to get into the habit of coming to church on Sunday. You know, habits can be good, habits can be bad, but a great habit is marking your diary Sunday, 10:30, worship. Nothing gets in the way of that. It's a habit, and I'm going to do it come what may. It's a way of life. Years ago, someone said this to me, and you might have heard me say it before. They said to me, Dave, you've got the key of the church. If you're not there, nobody's going to get in. So make sure you're there. And it's a good principle to have, to remember if you've got the key and nobody's going to get in if you don't turn up. So unless it's something critical, and we all have those situations, be there. It's so important that we come together because you'd be missed if you're not. We worship together. We bring something together. We've already done communion this morning, and communion is so important. It was instituted by Jesus. This isn't just an afterthought that somebody's thought up, oh, this would be a good idea. No, Jesus himself instituted communion. And we know these words so well in 1 Corinthians 11. It says, "For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he come.'" What better day than Remembrance Sunday to be remembering the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus? And we do it not just on Remembrance Day, we do it regularly. Some churches only do communion once a year, but I think we should do it more often. Do it together, maybe in your small groups when you meet this week, or next week, should I say. Do it regularly, maybe like we should do it more as families. So we can't ever do remembrance enough of what Jesus has done for us. John Piper said this. He said, "In communion, we receive from Christ nourishment, strength, hope, and joy, feasting our souls on all that he's purchased for us on the cross." Mike's already quoted this verse today. It's in Hebrews 12, verse 1. "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross." We were the joy that was set before him. Mankind being saved and rescued. "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God." Isn't that great, that sat down? It was great when Andrew shared that a few weeks ago, that Jesus sat down. It's complete, it's finished, it's done. At OCF, we're a body of believers, and it's our regular practice to gather together for worship and communion. We're a body of believers. We're not an arm and a leg of believers. Every single one of us is vital and has a part to play. In Acts chapter 2, these well-known verses again, it says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles, and all the believers were together." Never say, "Oh, I won't bother. I won't be missed. Nobody will notice I'm not there." Don't believe it. All the believers were together. We need to be together. And again, another well-known passage, Acts 2, verse 1 says this, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven, filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them, every single one of them, was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them." Imagine if you hadn't bothered to go to that meeting. If you said, "Oh, well, I won't bother." No. And you'd have missed that day of Pentecost. Wow, what an experience that must have been. Just want to put a quote here that Tom actually put in today's devotional, which is from Graham Tomlin. And it just says this. It says, "God has chosen to work out his will for the world, not through a bunch of individuals being sent out to persuade others to believe in him, but by creating a new community made up of very different people, giving them his spirit, which enables them to live together in unity, to develop a new way of life, to live this way of life publicly." Let's live out our way of life in our community. Let's just pray. Lord, I thank you that you've given us each other. I thank you that you've given us the opportunity to fellowship together. I pray, Lord, that you would stir up in each one of us the gifts that are within us. Lord, I just thank you for my brothers and sisters today. We're all different. We're all unique. But you've chosen us to be part of this community of Ormskirk Christian Fellowship. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are not with us today on Zoom through a variety of different reasons. I pray encouragement and blessing to everybody associated with our church, that you would just bless each one, encourage each one, rally each one, that when we next meet together, we'll all be there and we'll all be just experiencing your presence together. In Jesus' name, amen.